Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the line from the Our Father, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Now Jesus gives the most striking parable about forgiveness when he tells the parable about a guy who owes a king an enormous amount of money. In fact, the only way he could even begin to pay it off is if all his property were auctioned off and he and his family were sold into slavery. And it looks like that's about to happen. But this servant begs the king for mercy. And the king doesn't just extend the deadline or reduce the debt. He writes the entire thing off, lets the guy go scot-free. This servant, he just gets his entire life back. Then he's walking down the street, a free man, no debt, and he runs into a fellow servant who owes him a minuscule fraction of how much he owed the king. But he grabs this second servant by the throat, throttles him, and screams, "Give me my money right now." This second servant begs for a little time. He'll pay him back, but he just needs a little time to get it together. "Not good enough," says the first servant, and he hands his fellow servant over to prison until he pays back what he owes. Well, the king hears of this, and he summons the first servant before him. Then he lets him have it. He says, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt just because you begged me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And he hands the unmerciful servant over to the torturers until he pays the last penny of his gargantuan debt. So, nice fictional story, right? Except Jesus turns to his listeners, to us, and he says, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many times in the gospel, Jesus makes it clear that we will only be forgiven by God if we don't hold any grudges against anyone else for anything they've done. In fact, he instructs us to pray in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do you understand what that means? It means we are asking God to use the same standard with us that we use with other people. If we are generous and forbearing with other people, then we can be sure that God will be generous and forbearing with us. But if we're harsh, resentful, dismissive of those who have offended us, then we can be sure that God will be harsh, resentful, and dismissive of us. Every time we pray the Our Father, we are asking God to send us to hell if we don't forgive everybody for everything. Read the line again, and I think you'll be stunned by what we're saying. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
It makes you stop and think, doesn't it? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says that the measure with which we measure will be the measure used on us. So one useful exercise is to think about the things you say about other people, whether out loud or in your mind, and ask yourself how it would feel if Jesus were to say the same thing to you on Judgment Day. Do you say, "I wish that person all the best, but I'm done with them," or "I'm sorry, he's not my problem anymore," or "you know, it's cool, I just want nothing more to do with her"? Are you ready to hear that from God before the gates of heaven? "I wish you all the best, but I'm done with you," or "I'm sorry, but you're not my problem anymore," or "hey, you know, it's cool, I just want nothing more to do with you." Because if God says that to you, it means you're going to hell. And he's promised to show us only the mercy that we have shown others. So be careful. Be careful of what kind of passive-aggressive phrases we use. Before we use it, we better make sure we're comfortable hearing it from the mouth of God, directed toward us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Why do we not forgive? Why do we have such a hard time forgiving? Why did that unmerciful servant throttle his fellow servant after having been given such a generous pass himself? Probably the reason we most often give for not forgiving, well, we say that it's a matter of truth and justice. The unmerciful servant would have said, as he had his hands around his neighbor's neck, "This is about truth. This is about justice. He has mistreated me, and it must be acknowledged, and it must be atoned for." But the point is that the unmerciful servant had fixated on the wrong truth and the wrong justice. He should have focused on a different, more relevant truth and a different, more relevant justice. Because the relevant truth is that we are all hideous sinners, and that we have done abominable things in the sight of God. And the relevant justice is that God has been infinitely generous to us, and that the only way we can pay him back, well, it's to be merciful to one another. If we really cared about truth and justice, we would care about the supreme truth and the supreme justice, and we would get busy being generous and forgiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount that if you're offering a gift at God's altar and you remember that there's bad blood between you and somebody else, then go make it right with that person. Then come back and offer your gift to God. So right now, while you're praying the rosary, is there someone in the room you've been irritable toward? Is there someone in the room you've been short with, or resentful, or passive-aggressive with them? If so, then right now, before we finish this last decade, stretch out your hand and shake that person's. Or if it's a spouse or a family member, grab their hand and squeeze it. And if it's someone who's not in the room right now, as soon as the rosary's over, give them a call or send them a friendly text. Or invite them over for dinner, or get a coffee within the next week. Do whatever it takes to show that you're not holding anything against anybody. And then God has promised that he won't hold anything against you.
Are you saying I should shake your hand right now?
If that would help your soul, you should.
I think there would be no need.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us
in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, that's a pretty striking teaching of Jesus.
Yeah, I guess I always thought of it as forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Like, hey, if I'm holding something against someone, then you won't forgive me. I don't think of it as you're going to treat me with the severity with which I treat others.
That's a good way to put it.
To a degree, we're like, if you're kind of lukewarm with us because we haven't fully finished. It's not like the courts are like, you better go rectify what you've done. They're like, you're getting arrested. We're not putting that off. But I do not want to see someone treat me with the severity that I've treated others with.
Yeah, that's the way you just put it.
It's not a neutrality. It's not like they're just holding something back from you. It's going to be an action. That is how you are going to be treated.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've just noticed so much more recently, like little tiny frustrations or resentments that I really do get so high and mighty about. That I have a tendency to treat myself like the hand of justice. And then as we're sitting here and praying through it, I'm like, dang, I would not want to be cut off from mercy to that same extent.
Well, and Jesus tells us in the Beatitudes, we will receive mercy if we give mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ forgives all of us for crucifying him, and I'm forgiving people that have, or I'm not forgiving people that have never crucified me. Maybe they've done a whole lot of other terrible things, but nothing as terrible as we have.
Yeah. So this is, for me, this is one heck of an examination of conscience. So all through the rosary, I was going through all the people I interact with. And I can identify three instances and three different people in this last few days where, man, if God treated me the way I treated them, I'm toast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I need to fix that. Well, I need to go to confession and I need to fix it.
Yeah. Rectify.
Rectify. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing I can do is just be like, good riddance. I don't want God to look at me and say good riddance.
Now, it doesn't mean that you have to take responsibility and be friends with and in relationship with every person in the world. I'm not trying to water this down, but Jesus isn't saying we can't put limits.
I think we know, though, like deep down inside. Yes, we're saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be friends anymore. And that's an important boundary for us to set moving forward. But that's different from the bad blood we have.
Yeah.
And I think deep down, I know the people where I'm like, I'm not just setting a boundary. I also have bad blood. Because I know the situations in which I've set the boundary, but there's not bad blood.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way. Good distinction, Teresa.
Gotta wipe away the bad blood.
We can set boundaries, but we gotta get rid of the bad blood. So where, I'm not asking you, I'm kind of saying this out to the audience. Where's the bad blood?
And sometimes it just means purifying intention. Are you cutting that person off to spite them and to make them feel terrible like they made you feel? Or are you cutting that person off because it would be good for the both of you?
Yeah.
And are you being clear when you're communicating it to that person so that you're not unintentionally hurting people and making things worse for the future versus saying, hey, all respect to you. I want what's best for you. I am praying for you. I don't think it's good for us to be friends. But I think part of the rectification can be communicating clearly and leaving our responsibility there.
And most of all, going back, just giving people the respect. What does that mean? Just treat other people the way you would want them to treat you. Treat other people the way you want God to treat you. That's really what it means.
Because we can tolerate someone spitting on our shoes. We can tolerate someone who's not treating us too well. We can brush that off. It is not in the human condition to be able to tolerate God treating us that way. It's not what we're made for. It's not what we really want in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their opinion, if you're just talking about their opinion doesn't matter. God's opinion does.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good, a good catalyst for an examination of conscience.
I fully agree.
A confession. And that, but to go and make reparation, fix the situation with other people. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.